Through unprecedented global attention and intervention efforts, the rate of new HIV infections has slowed and prevalence rates have leveled off globally and in many regions. Despite the progress in some countries and regions, the total number of people living with HIV continues to rise. Did you know that in 2008, globally, about 2 million people died of AIDS, 33.4 million people were living with HIV, and 2.7 million were newly infected with the virus? HIV infections and AIDS deaths are unevenly distributed geographically, and the nature of the epidemics vary by region. Epidemics are abating in some countries and burgeoning in others. More than 90% of people with HIV are living in the developing world. There is growing recognition that the virus does not discriminate by age, race, gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or socioeconomic status. Everyone is susceptible. However, certain groups are at particular risk of HIV, including men who have sex with men, or MSM, injecting drug users, or IDUs, and commercial sex workers, or CSWs. The impact of HIV/AIDS on women and girls had been particularly devastating. Women and girls now comprise 50% of those aged 15 and older living with HIV. The impact of HIV/AIDS on children and young people is a severe and growing problem. In 2008, 430,000 children under age 15 were infected with HIV, and 280,000 died of AIDS. In addition, about 15 million children have lost one or both parents due to the disease. There are effective prevention and treatment interventions, as well as research efforts to develop new approaches, medications, and vaccines. The Sixth Millennium Development Goal, or MDG, focuses on stopping, reversing, and the spread of HIV/AIDS by 2015. Global funding is increasing, but global need is growing even faster, widening the funding gap. Services and funding are disproportionately available in developed countries. This is where TLF comes in.